Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Christopher Mulan, founder and editor of the Technical Traders. Now, Chris, let's start off by talking about the metals, more specifically the precious metals, because last week, a tough week for gold and even the stocks. However, you could make the argument that the stocks were holding up a bit better as gold was dropping about $30 a day. This week, though, we are getting that bounce back in gold, especially gold, even as we're recording this today, is up about $13. But it's more importantly, I think, back above 1800. And even more importantly, it looks like last week put in a bottom. I think we can maybe call it a bottom now, right around just above that 1750 level. Chris, what are the charts telling you about some of the short-term movements we could see in precious metals?
Sure. Yeah. Well, gold's had been quite the wild ride the last several weeks here. It keeps going lower and lower. And really, if you step back and you look at the big picture of the weekly chart of really just this year, from the March lows, it rallied up and then traded sideways for several months, several sideways bars on the weekly chart. And then it rallied up to the all-time highs. And here we are with a beautiful three-wave correction right down to this 1750, 1800 area, which happens to be where that bull flag formed earlier this year. So it's settled down into this support zone. And the crazy thing is, we were looking for this downside move back in August. Once we had that initial top and that drop in August, the momentum there was saying, hey, look for 1800, 1810 roughly, somewhere in that vicinity for it to come down and bottom. And what's really exciting about it is in the last couple weeks, we're seeing big money flow out of gold. People are panicking out of it. Everyone is nervous. And to me, that's what bottoms are made of. Bottoms are made when the weak hands, the people who are emotional, who don't understand chart patterns and big trends, get shaken out. They sell their position. And once everyone who is a weak holder of that asset finally gives up on it, all those shares they just sold are now sitting in the hands of fresh new traders or investors. They're comfortable with the price. They're going to hold it for a long time. And the market is free to move higher. And I think that's what we're seeing here this week. We're seeing a really nice bounce in the metals. Hopefully we get follow through. A one-day bounce by no means is the start of a new trend. We need to see some follow through here for a few weeks. But it looks like it's a bottom for gold. And this is a really critical level, this 1800 area. And I think we're going to go higher from here. We're seeing some good signs in the gold miners, and especially silver miners are really leading the way higher.
They are. Some of the stocks and yeah, even silver has been performing better than gold. But something you mentioned there, which is key to note, is that just because it's bouncing these last couple of days, it does not mean that we are in a new strong trend. We do need to see some follow through here to make that bottom from last week a true bottom. Chris, how are you balancing this out with moves in the U.S. equity markets, though? Because gold and U.S. markets were fairly positively correlated until just a couple months ago, I guess, where the markets kept moving higher and gold just kept on moving lower. And then last week, big divergence there and very big inverse correlation. What do you think about health of U.S. markets and how that could impact gold as well?
Yeah, I think we're actually coming into a pretty big setup, very similar to what we saw December of last year, January of this year. I think we have a very similar setup where gold traded sideways going into that time frame after a very strong run. It flagged out with a three-wave correction back in mid to 2019. We just saw the same thing, a big rally, a three-wave correction down in gold. I think what we're seeing now is if things play out like the technicals are showing in the momentum, gold and bonds are actually starting to show signs of life, signs of support. Big money is going to start to rotate back into these. And as they start to perform better, I think we're going to see gold and bonds actually start to move up with the stock market. I think stocks want to rally into the year end. There's such a strong bias of everyone being bullish for stocks and they keep piling in. And it's seasonality wise, this is prime time for stocks to drift higher into the holiday season. But I have a feeling we're going to see bonds really perform well here. And if that happens, you got to look back at January, February between, say, the TLT bond chart and the SP 500 and what it did, because we're setting up for almost the same pattern, in my opinion, and the same time of year that this happened early this year. Like, the same setup is happening, and we're coming right into prime time for COVID to really just take hold with the cold weather and take off January, February. So to me, it feels like we're walking into a repeat of this year, and it's going to be a real wild ride, I think, going forward. I think there's upside in the stock market from here to the year end. I think there's potentially upside in bonds and in metals and miners. But come January, February, we could be in for a real wild ride again.
Okay, well, yeah, it all comes down to COVID. But again, at least this year, heading into next year, we do have a bit of this vaccine hope. So we'll see how that all plays into the market psychology. In terms of levels for gold, what are you watching to confirm that this bottom is in, that was right around that, let's say, 1760, 1770 level? What do you need to see on the upside? I'm seeing still this downtrend line. If we want to break this upper end of the downtrend line, gold would still need to get upwards of 1900, at least on this weekly chart I'm looking at.
Yeah, I mean, gold's in terms of the size of the pattern, it's a long ways from fully technically like reversing the trend to the upside. I mean, you could argue it needs to break and close above 1950, really, for it to start making some higher highs and really have, you know, come back from the dead here, because it's out of favor, it's at support. It doesn't mean that's a point you really want to jump in, because if this support level breaks, I mean, we're gonna slide down very quickly to probably 1700, 1650 or lower. So you really want to, in my opinion, as an investor, if we can get above that 1950, 1960 high that we saw several weeks ago, that would be okay. We're back into making higher highs. And hopefully the market will continue to move up. So there's a lot of room for gold to move just to get back to a really bullish long-term pattern that you could dump in new money and expect a multi-month rally. So that's kind of the key level at that point.
So are you expecting a bit of a trading range then for gold? Not so much of a downward trend, but also not so much of a full-on breakout, at least over this next month.
Yeah, I think we could see it get back up to 1950, and it's going to be a pretty strong resistance area. There's a lot of volume traded through that area through August, October, November. So when it gets up to there, I think it's going to definitely be bouncing its head off the ceiling and potentially pull back and chatter between, you know, maybe 1900, 1950, somewhere in that range. And then we'll have to see if it can break and extend to the upside. Ideally, if it rallied up to 1950, traded sideways for a couple of weeks to build a little bit of a base or take a breather as it eats through that resistance, I think the next break after that will be 2000 very, very easily, if not 2050, and bring us up near those all-time highs. And of course, that will spark on a whole new wave of buyers in metals. And, you know, if you look at the US dollar index, especially on the monthly chart, we're breaking down on a monthly chart from a bear flag that is very similar to the end of 2002. And when that happened in 2002, we saw metals take off for several years, and we could be setting up and having that exact same type of play. The reality is we're starting what looks to be a new super cycle for commodities, where commodities right now, they're so out of favor, they're undervalued dramatically compared to every other asset, all the other assets out there, stocks and real estate. They're at the levels that we saw back in 2000, 2002. And it's really interesting because it feels like we're coming to this apex of news and emotions and a potential market top and the dollar about to start a new major trend down, kind of a repeat of 2000. So I think long-term, I think gold is really going to do well long-term, but obviously nothing travels in a straight line, and we need to see it get above 1950 to really kind of trigger some big investing money to pile back in.
Yeah, absolutely. That would draw more money back in. You just mentioned the dollar there and how close that is to breaking down. Unfortunately, gold has also been moving lower, and even last week was breaking down. Not to the same extent as the dollar, I get that, but what does this mean for the overall fear or defensive trade here? Because gold and the US dollar were looked at as some sort of a safe haven earlier this year, and now gold or the dollar's really selling off, but gold's also selling off, and bonds have also sold off too. But your outlook for gold and bonds, it sounds like those will be looked more at as a safety trade, or is there another trade going on here that draws those higher?
It's really tough. I mean, we're in some, I mean, every year it's a unique market condition, but I mean, we're in some crazy uniqueness with the stimulus going on. I don't know. I think longer term, I think gold has always proven to be when things get ugly and people get nervous globally, we tend to move to gold. And then we saw that early in 2019 when gold broke into a bull market. And it's been leading the way saying, hey, it told us a year in advance, more or less, that there's chaos, instability coming, and gold rallied up to all of this news that came in 2020. And I still think gold is going to be one of those safe havens, those kind of defensive plays, no matter what the dollar does. I mean, I think we're going to see it continue to hold up and rally. I mean, obviously, right now, I think a lot of money is moving into the cryptocurrencies. It's just on fire, ripping to the upside, being Bitcoin flirting and kind of chopping around to that 20,000 mark. It's definitely got people's attentions. I know a ton of people who went from trading precious metals and miners over to the cryptocurrencies. And so we're missing, I think, a big chunk of people who just got sick and tired of watching their gold miners go down 80, 90, 95% over the last 7 years. And they've given up on them. And so I think we've lost a big group of people. I think the precious metals market got burned. Just being so out of favor, and you know, it makes sense. I mean, if something's not working, you got to find something else. And the cryptocurrencies are kind of holding, I think, a lot of people's money that used to be into precious metals. But eventually, there'll be a time here when I think precious metals come back into favor. I mean, Rick Rule talked about it a long time ago. I was talking with him, and he said, you know, really, it's like 0.5% of the global population has gold in their portfolio. And he said, you know, back when gold peaked in the early 80s, I think it was, the average one person had like 3%. So, I mean, we are a long ways away from gold being a favored commodity. And that's why I think we're starting one of these big super cycles where people aren't trusting these fiat currencies. There's just so much devaluation and things crumbling behind the scenes, the financial situation, that I think it's going to do well. It's hard to say how it's going to move with the dollar, what the dollar is going to do. I mean, there's two totally different stories by, you know, Harry Dent is all about huge deflation, and he's got a good story. And then who's the other guy? Peter Schiff's got you know, huge inflation, and he's got a good story. I mean, it's the best of the best, you know, don't really know what exactly is going to happen. And that's why technical analysis is nice, because you can follow the trends and just stick with the trends and not try to sort this crap out.
Chris, it's great chatting with you, buddy. And that is one of the reasons why I like focusing on the charts too, is trying to take a step back from all the other noise and all these other narratives, some of which have been around for decades. And honestly, they get a little bit old hearing those reasons why it's going to drive something like gold higher. But you look at the charts and the setup is still very strong, even after this almost 5 month long correction.
Yeah. The one thing that when you look at the weekly chart of gold, the bullish pattern here, although people have flocked out of gold, the bullish pattern, if this is a bottom that we're starting to see this month, the next major upside target is 2,400. So there's, I think, a lot of people who just got shaken out because there's just been so much fear in this sector over the last couple of weeks. I think they're going to be scratching their head going, man, how the heck did I get out of this raging bull market? Because when you look out on a long-term time frame, you're like, wow, what a perfect bull flag this thing is forming. It's formed several of them over the last year and a half. Why the heck did I sell that support in a bull flag, you know? So I think there's going to be a lot of people who got emotional on this drop to 1800, and they got zoomed in on the short-term charts, and they didn't look at the big picture. And watch when 2400 comes, and potentially a few months from now, who knows how quick it'll rally up, but it could catch a lot of people off guard.
Hey, all right, something to look forward to there, Chris. I will post a link to that technical trader's website below so everyone can follow along with your market trades, not just in gold, but a wide range of markets. Thanks for your time today, Chris. Have a great rest of your week.
Hey, you too. Take care, Corey.